Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, our good listeners. Welcome to your show. Welcome to your healing pack. And greetings to you all in the 43 countries and the 48 cities that we have you as our dear and loving followers and listeners and connections. My name is Eamon. I'm coming to you live on behalf of myself and Healing Pack. It is good to be talking with you again this Wednesday, the middle of the weekday for United States. And I hope life and living is treating you very, very well. How is everything going? Are you experiencing many success stories and hitting your marks right on target? That is fantastic. I congratulate you if you are, and invite you to repeat whatever it is that you are doing that is bringing you these success stories for as long as it is making you happy and you can do it with love and joy. Are you challenged by stress? Or maybe health. Maybe you need to lose some weight or detox or cleanse. Maybe in need of more energy. How about money? There are a lot of people who are suffering from hard financial situations. There is help. There is assistance. We offer our services to you in one of three modes. There is the free mode, which is what you are experiencing right now. It comes in the form of podcasts and other material that we share. We also do pro bono work or free work for and with people who are in financial need but also require assistance. The second mode is our self-healing class. It's by telephone. It's on the internet. You can reach and access it and participate in it from anywhere in the world. And we have many, many international students. When you participate, when you register in the self-healing class, you pay once and you attend for life. And we have been doing this since mid-2000. And we'll continue to do this for as long as we are here on earth at your service. The third mode is one-on-one assistance, which is also by telephone. And in that mode, you just simply contact us and we help you with whatever it is that you wish to work on. To reach us, please email wellness@healingpack.org. That is wellness@healingpack.org. Wherever you found our link, our connection, and telephone number, you can look for contact information at the same place. So this week, we have been talking about boundaries. And the title of our session today is Boundaries Energy Attracts Like. Let's dive in. Let's see what we're talking about. In this world that we live in, the Western world, the modern world, and to different degrees, news and trends and fads spread rather fast. And the way they do this, they come with their own energy. When you turn on the news, you get a certain amount of energetic influences that comes from the newscast. When you are paying attention to trends, be it in politics, entertainment, general approach of what people are doing, you are also picking up energy. And fads, meaning what has picked up and become popular as a movement, usually on a very short-term basis. That in itself has energy that interacts with us. Everything is based on energy. Right now, as I'm talking, as I'm using technology, as I'm coming to you, as you're listening, as you're using technology, it's all based on waves. and waves are a form of energy. So what happens is, as this distribution of information and data takes place, it is often very intense and enthusiastic. And it's usually for or against some event or people or idea or concept. As we interact with it, that energy starts affecting us. That energy starts making differences around and within us. We need to have well-established boundaries within and around us so that we can be in charge of and manage the energies that come our way. Have you noticed usually good news and positive energies, they come by, they make us feel good, but they rather go away fast. And on the opposite side, the flip side, the bad news, the challenging news, the sad news, as they come, we have a tendency to hang on to them, talk about them, and repeat them over and over and over again. Social media is an absolute fantastic example of this. A lot of people share news of harshness out there much more than news of pleasantries, news of goodness. This is simply because we are used to be influenced by energies that we do not desire. As we work and play with our boundaries as we establish them, we learn to better manage and play with what comes and what leaves us. In order to do this, we go inside, we sit down, we slow down, we meditate, and we start the process of setting and maintaining our energies from inside out. It is not about going around, as we have talked in the past couple of sessions, and making people act or behave with us in a certain way. Life happens, and we cannot control everything and everybody around us. But with practice, we can learn to manage and better take care of our reaction to what happens around us. Okay, then. Time to practice it. Please close your eyes and get comfortable wherever you are. Whatever comfortable means to you, this is your practice, this is your hour. So you choose what comfortable is. You can sit, lay down, stand, maybe even walk or whatever it is that you want to do. If possible, close your eyes. Start breathing in. Take a nice inhale. We recommend the Yahoo breath, which is simply breathing in through your nose. And exhale. The Yahoo methodology is breathing out through your mouth. Breathing in. Breathing out. I will take you through the meditation by setting our intention at first. Thinking. Please repeat after me, either quietly or aloud, depending on your environment and your choice. I am a child of goodness. Divine light, universe, living on earth, breathing in, serving myself, breathing out, the divine breathing in the people that I interact with, breathing in to the best of my abilities, breathing out. I set and synchronize my intention, breathing in with the best of intentions, with divine intentions, breathing out. At the highest level, and consciously choose to flow with good and pleasant energies, breathing in with love, with joy, with peace, and with compassion, breathing out. If there is anything you want to set your intention for, please go ahead and do it now. It could be as simple as, I set my intention for better health, weight, finances, healing, law, whatever you want it to be, breathing in, breathing out. I trust in me. I trust in divine. I trust in goodness and accept my destiny, my current situation, and know that I can improve on it. No matter how good life is or how hard life is, breathing in, there is always room for improvement, breathing out, and I filter every task, every event, challenge, interaction, success, or failure through my lens of love, breathing in, joy, peace, and compassion. From here on out, in your beautiful and imaginative mind, please start repeating a love-based thought or prayer. Something as simple as, I love my family. I love me, breathing in. Collectively as a group, we choose to imagine, to flow, to move upward to the diamond, the state between heaven and earth. You can use your experience of floating in the water or a bathtub, or floating a balloon. It is much the same. Request our crown of light from our Archangel Metatron. Create your beautiful crown as simple or as fancy as you would like it to be. Wear it on your head and allow it to act as your antenna for sending and receiving all that is good and useful to you. Breathing in. You request assistance and guidance from Archangels Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Zadkiel, Jophiel, Gabriel, and Shanuel. We also request and receive protection from Masters on the East, on the South, on the West, North, above, below, and inside. Breathing in. Breathing out. Please welcome and allow any and all other beings who want to accompany you, who wish to help you, to join you. Maybe your ancestors, maybe angels, your higher self, your physical self. Breathing in. You are doing very, very well. Breathing out. We check in to the Temple of Light. Whatever imagery comes to you, if any, please go there. And if none, simply place yourself in a temple of your choosing with plenty of light, with plenty of energy around you. It is perfectly okay to use your imagination. Breathing in. As we are here, establishing, practicing, learning to set boundaries, think. Imagine, see a situation, an event, person that you may wish to establish a boundary with. It could even be yourself. Breathing in. As you went there, did you experience maybe some harsh energies or memories? Did you recall a particular situation or person that did you harm? Now, reach into your beautiful heart and allow your love and care for yourself. Come out, to spill out, to pour out onto you. Yes, there are many situations that the energy does not feel good or well.
that we may feel attacked or violated. At the same time, your heart, your being, is an infinite storage of good, of love, of all that you desire. Allow for that goodness, for that love of yours, for yourself, to come out and spread all over you like a spring water. Relax, breathing in, dream, daydream, of a place or a situation that you are perfectly safe and protected in. Allow that memory, allow that energy to come out of your heart, to come out of your mind, breathing out, repeating your love-based thought, I love. Pour all over you. It doesn't matter if it's from top down or from bottom up. You choose. You allow, breathing in. You are simply practicing to relax, to open your mind, to open your heart, to receive without directing your thoughts. You're practicing to be protected, to have boundaries without going on the defensive, without going on the offensive, breathing in, just notice any feelings or visions or sensations or ideas, as if you are watching you breathing in, as if you are watching a movie, breathing out, allow for your boundaries to be established one step at a time, from your heart, from your mind, all around you, to your right, to your left, forward, backward, above and below and inside, placing yourself in a cocoon of self-love, self-respect, breathing in. Since you are in the temple of light, use the light. If you see colors, fantastic. If you don't, awesome. All is well. Breathe. thinking. There are absolutely no rules in this short period of self-care, self-love, self-meditation, breathing in. You are in charge. You are the driver, and you do not have to try hard. Breathing out, relax your shoulders, relax your neck, open up your heart like a balloon which is getting filled with air. Know, believe, trust that you are doing the best that you can, and that is just fine. Breathing out as challenges come your way. You do not have to react as news come your way. You do not have to dive in. You can be informed. You can send back love. You can set your intention to do well, to help, to assist. But you do not have to leak energy to destroy all that is good within you or others. You can choose to live and let live. You can choose to be and let be. Breathing in. You are a beautiful child of divine, powerful beyond imagination. Breathing out. Wherever you are, however you are, smile for taking the time, this short 30 minutes, to look after you. Slowly, gently, and kindly come from diamond to your room, to your body, maybe even smiling. Why not? You have a beautiful smile. Wear it. Take a deep breath and open your eyes whenever you feel like it. No rush. Feeling totally energized, totally protected. Nothing will shake you. Nothing will harm you. You are fantastic as you are. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for practicing. My name is Eamon. This has been another session on setting off the boundaries with love and joy, releasing, letting go of harshness and all the bad stuff that may come to you. If you would like one-on-one help, please email wellness@healingpack.org. I wish you a fantastic time, and thank you from bottom of my heart.